Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
Hey, it's Ebro. It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. Family is here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah.
Listen, I just found a pair of tickets to Six Flags Great Adventure to check out the New Jersey Devil Coaster. So if you want these tickets, let's play a game of Laura Never Loses. We need a male and a female contestant to hit us up right now. Let's go. Get to the phones. 800-223-9797.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Oh, man, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. That rain came through yesterday as promised. Yo, we finally got the weather right yesterday, Laura. How's it feel?
Finally.
How's it feel?
I mean, whatever. I was like, all right, fine.
You don't feel happy? You don't feel proud?
I mean, rain is rain, you know?
You're no fun, man.
It wasn't like a thing for
you're no
me.
Fun. You got too cool when you became a mom.
Oh, gosh.
You got all serious and stuff. Can't handle. You know how you know how parents become parents. Now they forgot how to have fun. Everything's so real and planned. Nothing spontaneous. It's Laura now. Boring.
Definitely not. I'm just not amused. I wasn't amused by the rain. Sorry.
I was talking about getting the forecast correct, not the rain itself.
Same.
You're whack. Today, the high 81, not a cloud in the sky. We got a lot of things to cover, man. There's new music out. That's part one. Part two, the coronavirus is hitting kids. Ugh. At a crazy rate in one state specifically. We'll talk about that coming up.
Scary.
Madonna has decided to come and pour some more gasoline on DaBaby. Now you got Elton John and Madonna. Let me see if Madonna actually added him. Yep, a message to DaBaby.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. But I will say, you know, what they're doing is just hitting him and everyone who's reading him with just facts. You know what I mean?
Oh, no question. I mean, what they're saying is not wrong and needs to be said. I'm just saying, for DaBaby, this is super problematic. Mooma, 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 mooma. Even Chris Brown came out.
Oh, God.
They had something to say.
Wow.
Regarding DaBaby. So you got Chris Brown, Madonna, Elton John, Questlove. Oh, man, damn, homie.
My mind played tricks on me.
Oh, damn, homie. Listen, fams, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. We get to the shenanigans next. A little Laura Never Loses. Laura, what you giving away?
We got tickets to Six Flags. So, you know, it's perfect to take the family out to Six Flags.
Facts.
You can check out the New Jersey Devil Coaster. So, I got those tickets for you coming up. Laura Never Loses.
Doja Cat. Oh, my. Oh, my. Yo, BX in the building. Look, man, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. We made it to Friday. We got Summer Jam tickets next hour. Right now, though, we got Six Flags situation about to pop off for whomever want to get it cracking.
Yeah.
With a little Laura Never Loses. We have Gina and Eduardo. Gina on line three. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Gina. Where you headed right now? What you doing?
Actually heading over the Williamsburg Bridge into work.
The traffic already?
Yeah, it's backed up a little bit, like halfway.
Is it, you ride that ride every day?
Yeah, every day.
Where you headed?
Well, I'm headed to work. I actually deliver, like, frozen foods to, like, restaurants all over the city.
A shout to you, Gina.
Oh, nice.
How's business? Is it picking up with people coming back outside a little bit?
Yeah, it is, for sure. I'm slammed, like, over the weekends, for sure.
All right, well, much love to you for making sure the restaurants are stocked up. Eduardo.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
How you doing? Do people call you Eddie?
Yeah, they do.
What do you prefer? What do you prefer?
Eduardo, for sure.
Oh, okay, okay. It's like my mama named me Eduardo. You gonna call me Eduardo, fam?
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? Where you headed right now, Eduardo?
Work. Right now, headed to work.
What do you do?
I'm a shift lead at a chemical plant.
Okay.
Fragrances and flavors.
All right, all right. All right. Keep, you know, wear, make sure you wear your gloves. We don't want you using any, losing any limbs out here. You know what I'm saying? Wear your goggles.
Nah, sure.
Safety first. You know what I'm saying? It's dangerous. That's right. It's dangerous in those chemical plants. Gino, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Styles today?
Sorry, Ebro. I got to go with my girl, Laura, for sure.
That's right. Oh, that's what you're supposed to do. You ain't got to apologize for doing what you're supposed to do.
Let's go, Ebro.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play. Lord never lose it.
Right here.
Here we go.
Go. Okay, which gymnast pulled herself?
Hey, bro.
Laura.
Ooh, gymnast.
Simone Biles.
That's right. Pulled herself out the Olympics. What is the most consumed manufactured drink in the world?
Ebro.
Oh. Ebro.
The most consumed
manufactured
drink in the world. I'm going to go with wine.
Incorrect. Oh. Laura Styles.
Soda?
Incorrect. That would be tea.
Oh, yes. Yes. Tea. Yes. I didn't even think tea was manufactured.
Which group's One of One
Laura.
Album?
Ebro. Oh.
Laura?
One of One? I'm just going to go with Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
Once upon a time in Michelle Lynn.
That's a fact. Who was the first woman pilot to fly across? Ebro.
Amelia Earhart.
That's a fact. Over the Atlantic Ocean. Which rapper hinted at a possible album? Ebro.
Rappers hinting at a possible album. Ooh, that's so random.
Two.
You can, I'm going to go with Nas.
Incorrect. Wow. That could have been the tie.
What is it?
You want to take a shot? I'll
finish the question. Finish the question.
Which rapper hinted at a possible album with Migos?
Shmigo. Bobby Shmurda?
Yeah, Bobby Shmurda.
Brooklyn's
Shmigo.
Laura wins.
Gina, you win.
Gina, you're going to Six Flags.
Yeah, thank you so much, Laura.
You're welcome. You can go check out the New Jersey Devil roller coaster. Have fun.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Gina, Gina. You win. You win. You win. So, yo, if two people answer at the same time.
Yeah, meaning you and Laura?
Yeah, me and Laura. Two people answer at the same time. And one person answers first. And the first person gets the answer wrong. Does that still mean that the second person gets to get the question finished?
Yeah, we've always done that.
I'm not saying we haven't. I'm just asking because we've never asked that question before.
Yes.
Because technically, both people answered. So yeah, why does second person get to get the question finished?
Oh, I hear what you're saying. But in that situation, it didn't sound like both answered at the same time.
I didn't say that was.
Oh,
I didn't
say that either. Hypothetically speaking.
I was just saying hypothetically speaking.
Oh, that would be a hard call. You know, if we had to make the judges decide who actually said it first and da-da-da-da-da.
And then the first person misses, but the second person gets the answer. But why do they get to get the question finished when they already...
Laura's just yawning at you like, yo...
Stop, no, I'm just asking reaching. for future reference. That's all.
We've always done
it's
it like
good
that.
Question.
But that doesn't make it right.
Who made the rules?
Nobody. We just started playing.
What's the name of the game?
Got y'all.
Gosh.
We're going to review these rules now.
Got him.
On the way, Flashing Lights. Laura Styles, what you working with?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, there was a big announcement by a legend. And I'm very excited. You know I love this artist. So a new project coming up. We'll discuss coming up. Flashing Lights.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Screenshot the podcast now. This is a podcast only Summer Jam ticket giveaway. Tweet the screenshot of today's podcast while this message is playing at Ebro in the AM on Twitter with the hashtag SummerJam, along with why you should be picked to go to Summer Jam on August 22nd at MetLife Stadium. Two lucky listeners will be picked this week to win a pair of Summer Jam tickets. It could be you. Winners will be announced on next Tuesday's podcast. Tell us why it should be you.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire, fire,
fire. Oh, yeah? Yo, all roller skaters, they made a jam.
You still get busy?
What? Who?
You. On them skates, them wheels, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, fam, if busy means, like, if I fall, I might break something? Yo, man, I ain't been on skates and, man, I don't know, man. It's been a minute. I used to skate every weekend, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. When I was young, though, probably like 7, 8, 9, 10,
yeah.
11, 12, that age, skating every weekend.
There's a real movement, skate movement.
It's always been a skate. I mean, it's I'm glad stopped. It's back. Yeah, no, I'm glad it's freshened up. Yeah. I'm glad it's freshened up for sure. They got a lot of dope. Like, I mean, clearly you could buy dope skates. You could turn a pair of Jordans into roller skates now. You know what I mean? You could do all of that now. You got ill shoes turned into roller skates. You can the skate spots where you go buy skates. They got all the type of new stuff. But shout out to all the roller skaters out there. And this new video for Silk Sonic I'm watching right now, they got busy. Bruno Mars on the congas.
Mm.
Anderson .Paak on the drums.
Okay.
People roller skating in the street.
Man.
On a summer day. This is a vibe right here. We're going to play that coming up. But first, flashing lights, Laura Stiles. Oh.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? And Laura Stiles going to put us on.
Nas just announced a follow-up to his Grammy Award-winning album, King's Disease. So he's coming back with King's Disease 2, along with the release date, Friday, August 6th.
Yeah, Nas.
He wrote, we're back in business.
Yo, Hit-Boy on the production, too.
Tight.
Hit-Boy on the production now. That's August 6th. So here's my prediction. Somewhere between that Nas album and August 20th, we're going to get both Kanye and Drake.
And
so Drake. August is going to be Litty Committee.
With Kanye and Drake?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I don't know, man. I don't see Kanye just letting this. I mean, I don't see Drake waiting the entire summer for Kanye to figure out what he's trying to do. You know how long Drake been trying to put this album out?
It's been like almost a year.
That's what I'm saying. And remember a few weeks ago, when we heard rumors of Drake being in Vegas, what was everybody out there for? Some fight or something? It was out there for something.
The McGregor fight.
Right, and everybody was talking about Drake was talking about the album's done. He's just in the mixing process.
That's right.
Remember all of that?
Yeah.
And then now this Kanye rollout thing, this prolonged rollout of Kanye being like, yeah, I'm putting the album out. No, I'm staying in the stadium. No, I want to stream in the stadium. No, I want to stream again in the stadium. And then the album, all of that.
It's coming, though. Look, I was on TMZ, and Kanye West is trying to get another listening party for Donda Kraken.
That's what I'm saying.
At the stadium. They're saying they're just trying to figure out how to make it different because, you know, it was such a big deal the first time. They're like, wait, what? You want to do another one?
So, I mean, so we'll listen. See. What? Listen, you want us to listen to the album again? Or are we going to get the album this time?
Fam.
Can we listen to it on our own time? Or do we have to wait on you every time?
And they're trying to lock down August 5th at the stadium for another Donda listening event.
All right, man. All right, bro. Cool story, bro.
Let's
cool story,
see.
Bro. But my back to me and this Drake and Kanye. At some point we'll get to Kanye, but I'm telling y'all, in August we're getting that Drake.
That's my guess.
That's a based on I'm mixing the album and all this. And I'm told was it Karen Civil that said it, you know, what was her tweet, Rosenberg, that became a headline?
Oh. Drake and Kanye, your friends again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that's true, maybe they're like, yo, I'm going to put mine out on this day. You go on this day. Maybe that's happening or maybe it's not. But nonetheless, I think August is going to be a busy month with a new Nas Hit Boy album, potentially this Kanye. And I'm guessing, my prediction is we get a Drake.
It's coming for sure. For sure.
Yo,
for sure.
And we getting that Silk Sonic before September's up. I know that.
Down.
Silk Sonic.
Silk Sonic.
You know what I mean?
Bruno and Pac.
We going, is it in there?
Skate?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Play that. Wrap this up, Laura.
Well, that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7 a.m. High of 81 degrees. Alternate said parking rules are in effect.
This for the old heads. The heads that know real music. Y'all know what this is right here. Hey, you here?
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
With no
turn it up.
Turn up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ashley from Brooklyn, guys, give it up. She wants to play Ride or Die.
Ashley.
Now, Ashley wants to call her dad, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Now, Ashley, you want to explain to everybody how you want to play with your dad's emotions this morning?
Well, I was thinking I should call him and tell him that I found some text messages from my boyfriend, seeing that he was cheating or something like that, and then I whacked him with a hammer in his arm. And now he's calling the police on me, so I'm hiding in the bathroom because I'm scared to come out. Now,
do you think there's any chance he wouldn't come, though? Why wouldn't he come help you in this situation?
The only reason why I don't think he would come is because he was locked up previously before. Hopefully he's not come because he don't have a car.
So that makes it even more complicated.
If he's your ride or die, he'll hop on a cab. He'll do whatever
it
takes.
Yo, if he got to call Uber to come get his daughter after smashing. All right, let's try. Here we go.
All right, Ashley, you have 30 seconds to pull this off, okay?
Okay.
Good job, Laura.
Thanks, you know.
You kill comes through, man.
You kill it with that every time.
Thanks. Appreciate it, my G.
Hello?
I'm so freaking
get out here!
I just found out that Will was cheating on me, and we just got into an argument or whatever, and I happened to see a hammer.
Get out here right now! We need to talk!
And I whacked in his arm.
What?
So I need you to come pick me up, because I hear him calling
up. We need to talk!
Pick you up?
We need to talk!
Come pick me up?
I'm at my mother's house. You called the goddamn police.
Yes, I called the police. Calling the police.
Oh, we need to talk right now!
Daddy.
That's Will.
Are you going to come? Are you going to come? The police are on their way. Are you going to come, Daddy?
What? Come? What happened?
Daddy, are you going to come? Yes or no?
Yes, of course I'm going to come.
Yeah! Dad's ride or die!
Woo!
Dad, you're on. Dad, hang on. What's your dad's name, Ashley?
What?
Tony.
Tommy, you're on Hot 97.
Hot 97.
Ashley wanted to see if you were ride or die and if you would drop everything and come help her.
I'm going to drop her when I see her.
There you go.
I love you, Daddy.
Yeah, I love you too.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
On Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Gunn,
Flex. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing today, Laura? You feeling good?
There, yes.
Nice.
Yes. Feeling good, feeling good. Friday, happy, good vibes.
Yo, I want to shout out Sunisa Lee one more time of Team USA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coming through when Simone had to step aside, but she still got that all-around gold.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? For the USA. That's dope. Y'all been following the Olympics? Any other? I know, Laura, you was talking about the 13-year-old and the young skaters.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, listen, I'm not going to tell you, like, oh, I've been following the Olympics, but I just catch some highlights.
I'm in it.
You in it, Cash One?
Oh, I'm in it every night. I'm there every day.
Every day? Tell us. Give us some updates, man.
Yeah.
What's the big story right now?
What should we be watching?
What should we watch? We should definitely be watching men's water polo. It's going down. The U.S. men's team is getting busy out there. You know
what I'm saying? Water polo. Yo, shout out to anybody that plays water polo. You're a savage.
Yo, bro.
You're a different type of animal.
That's different. I haven't really seen what's going on with USA basketball. But I was like, all right.
Well, because we keep catching L.
No, they won the last. They bounced back. They beat Iran by like 1,000
points. Iran. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by 57.
You know what I'm saying? Track's going to start soon, so we got to keep our eyes open for that. You know, the gymnastics, the ladies doing their thing. Suni Lee doing her thing. Shout to her, of course.
And then shout to, I think her name is Mamiji Nishiya, 13 years old. She won the gold medal for first women's skateboarding.
There you go.
Good morning.
Japanese, 13 right?
Japanese
years
old. Sweat, by the way. They swept the skateboarding because on the males category, they also won the freestyle. So.
Yeah, they nice. Fine. They nice with it.
It's tight.
That's dope, man. Yo, look, but for men's basketball, if y'all keep losing, hit them with this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Come on, son.
Playing yourself, y'all. Whoop-dee-dee scoop-poop.
Whoop-dee-dee scoop-poop.
I don't play.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a week of congratulations, you played yourself for Summer Jam artist DaBaby.
Congratulations.
We've never seen this before.
You played yourself.
5 days strong?
I don't think we've ever seen a week of congrats.
I think he's up there with Donald Trump. He's up there with Donald Trump for sure.
Well, Trump doesn't count really, but yes. For a normal human being, seemingly, I've never seen 4 days straight.
So now Madonna wanted to have a few words with DaBaby, and she went directly at DaBaby, where Elton John didn't really make it about DaBaby by saying his name per se.
He did say his name.
He did.
Okay.
He just wasn't like, he wasn't aggressive. He wasn't in attack mode. He was just like, let me explain things to you.
But no, nice Madonna way. Not. She was in the attack mode. She
sure
said,
was.
If you're going to make hateful remarks to the LGBTQ plus community about HIV AIDS, then know your facts. Then she goes into the facts about all the research that's been done around HIV and AIDS and the new medicines that actually keep people with AIDS alive for the rest of their lives. Then she went on to talk about some of the other things that he said while he was on stage about the smell of women's private parts and all of that stuff. And she said all human beings should be treated with dignity, respect, regardless of race, gender, sexual preference, or religious beliefs. And then she ats DaBaby. Elton didn't at DaBaby, did?
Nah.
Which then Questlove jumped in the fray.
Ugh.
Here we go.
And made sure DaBaby knew how he felt. At which point DaBaby felt like he was good. He didn't respond to Madonna. He responded to Questlove. Yo, DaBaby, keep that same energy with Madonna, fam. You didn't want that smoke.
Congratulations.
And then the fact
you played yourself.
That he tries to act like he's like, I don't even know who Questlove is. Like, what?
I know
it's possible, y'all.
No, that's the thing. That was the part I took from it. I don't think he was lying. I think he was serious. And the fact that he was showing off about that is also a problem.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Like, the fact that you think it's cool to not know who this dude who's... I mean, I won't even get into the hip-hop part of it. Like, just being a part of the entertainment world. Like, Questlove is an iconic star in America at this point.
Well, DaBaby thinks that now God has made it so that he will now be an icon because of this week's affairs and incidents. I got news for you, the baby.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because your arrogance has made it so that people won't even forget this incident.
No one's letting go of it because he's fighting back so much, and
that's the super congrats.
If he had said, "I'm sorry,"
if he said, "I'm sorry," by the way, if he was just like, "Yo, my intent was not to offend people," and
I gotta change the way I do things. That was a mistake. I'm sorry.
But nah, I'm a real one. Well, if you so real, then you should really know when to shut the F up, bro.
He said, I'm a stand-up dude. You ain't never met one like me. Okay.
I actually have.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And they wish they would have sat down once in a while.
I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add T.I. in this mess, too.
Oh, T.I. jumped. Don't say he jumped. Don't say his tag team partner. Don't say Jim the Anvil Neidhart jumped in.
So then with now Brett. T.I. feels that the gay community is bullying rappers.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
From prohibiting his peers from speaking freely at their shows.
DaBaby and T.I., Axe and Smash, the tag team, the Road Warriors, they are rolling together, buddy. Here comes T.I. with another hot tag.
Yo, no. Keep saying what you want to say. Nobody's stopping you from saying what you want in your shows. Go on up there, grab the microphone, and say what you want to say. And then hold the repercussions.
Yo, it's not that different, honestly, from what we're seeing with, like, these, like, white Karens on video who start screaming, saying what they want to say, and thinking that the world's against them. But their privilege allows them to think you can say anything you want in any setting. No one's saying you can't say the words you want to say.
You're not going to jail. Freedom of speech. I'm going to say it again. Freedom of speech in the Constitution applies to the government coming to lock you up because of what you had to say. It does not apply to your job. It doesn't apply to a corporation supporting you. It doesn't apply to a venue not wanting to hold your concert because they don't like what you stand for. It doesn't apply to none of that.
Man, and one last thing I'll say on this. So it's this cycle, right? He keeps fighting back and refusing to just all out apologize. And then people pile on more and more. The more people pile on, the more people are going to then start to sympathize with him. Like, he's going to have the people who are like, I don't want to attack this young man while everyone's coming after him. But the truth is, he's doing it to himself. And let's get the countdown. He's gonna go to an interesting place next. Let's see.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I don't know. Does the MAGA hat come out? Does he get into the real anti-cancel culture world because he feels he's so attacked?
Well, if he can get an audience there, he's about that money. Remember, he was a big supporter of Kanye West, the baby. Never forget that.
Well, what's the number one way?
He was a big supporter of Kanye West for president.
What's the number one reason that people in the red hat crowd unite with other people? Over their disrespect for other groups, right?
Because I'm a free thinker.
Oh, free thinker. You mean you hate black people? Oh, yeah, that part. So in this case...
Look at my African-American over here.
So in this case, if people see him as this guy standing out there against gay people, if they see him that way, whether he is that way or not, if they see him that way, they will gravitate towards that.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Good luck with that, fam. Y'all enjoy yourself.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
See y'all at Summer Jam.
Ebro, do you see the clip I put on my my Instagram yesterday?
About?
Why are you doing this?
Just because it's a funny clip. This isn't that deep. It's just the way they say it is the congrats.
Whoa.
It was an anti-vax story on the NBC Nightly News.
Okay.
Lester Holt and them were talking to healthcare people who are against the vaccine.
Okay.
And I just found this audio to be very entertaining.
Into my body until I am ready. If and when I'm ready to get the vaccine, I will get it on my own accord. I won't be forced.
You just don't trust the CDC.
I do not trust the CDC. Absolutely not.
And that fuels their skepticism.
I have the right to question anybody in this country. I want to question.
You're entitled to an opinion, but these are facts.
Are they, though?
Are they though? I love know. Are they though? I need that as a drop. Yo, are they though?
Yeah, you know what? Know. It is pretty good. It is. That's why I liked it. Are they though? Are they facts? He was like, yeah.
They are. By the way, look, these are a lot of new concepts for people. You right? Like people don't understand that science changes all the time.
Exactly.
It might be a minutia of change that's something that you don't understand or recognize, but science changes,
mm-hmm.
right? The human body changes. We evolve every day in some kind of way. The world changes every single day. Things change. And that's very frustrating for people who are like, yo, last week you was telling me X, this week you're telling me Y. And it's like, well, things change.
Right.
Things change.
That even people who are pro-vaccine have been getting really angry at the CDC and Fauci because things have changed. But
circumstances change. Like even yesterday, Biden was going back and forth with a reporter where the reporter was like, yo, you said that if we got these vaccines, we would be done with the masks. Yeah. And he was like, I thought more people would get the vaccine.
Yeah. Right.
They didn't. So guess what? We're not done with the masks.
Right. That's just what it is.
Like, I don't know what to tell y'all. If we would have all done what we were supposed to do, we'd be done with the masks. We didn't. So we not done with the masks.
And now they're mad at him for changing his mind. So he should just be stubborn and not reverse course on this at all.
Even because, you know, you got to keep it real. You got to be a stand-up dude, Rosenberg. You got to be stand-up. You know what I'm saying? When you say what you say, you stand on what you said. You can't change it.
Even if it's wrong.
You ain't never met a dude like me. I'm a stand-up dude.
But people can change their things evolve. But I think most people's default, when you're standing in a place and things keep changing, you'd be like, well, I'm going to sit right here until you figure it out.
That's fine, too.
That's what people end up doing.
Though, when you're sitting right there, you want to make sure you're at least protected, no?
You at least wear a mask while you're
right.
sitting.
A mask.
Right. But they don't know. Right. It's confusing to everybody. It's confusing to everybody.
But the thing is, the part that frustrates me, if the big thing is, if the terrible thing that you have to now do, which you thought you weren't going to have to do, is wear a mask inside in public, it just ain't that deep. Right. That's my problem. It just ain't that deep. Do I find masks annoying? Sure. Everyone does.
Yo, everybody finds all of this annoying. People find getting a vaccine annoying. People find wearing a mask annoying. People find having this conversation. I'm raising my hand right now. You can't see me. Every effing day for the last 2 years, annoying.
And it'll be at least for another
year. The things that have been consistent is wearing a mask and getting a vaccine. That has always been the thing.
Yeah.
That is forever and ever since we've been in this pandemic. Yeah. Wearing a mask and a vaccine has been what everyone has agreed on will protect you. If you're not doing either one, you're just a bozo. If you're doing one at least, okay, cool. If you're doing both, amazing.
Yeah.
But we all know a mask and a vaccine is your safest bet. Yeah. And now in Arkansas, they're talking about the Delta variant hitting kids. I bet you people start acting different now. And by different, I mean panicking, acting stupid, pointing blame, when really the truth is they ain't listened from the jump.
We'll see, though. I have a feeling that people's egos, Ebro, are bigger than that. They're not even going to care about it affecting kids.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Friday vibes.
Is it? Are they, though? Friday, though?
It is. This is the new vibes.
Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, you want Summer Jam tickets? Pay attention right now. We about to get to DJ John. But first, before we get to DJ John, we had Mayor de Blasio on the program yesterday to unveil his We Love New York City, the homecoming concerts all around the city. Now, the Central Park had already been announced with John Baptiste, Andrea Bocelli, Kane Brown, LL Cool J, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Babyface, Wyclef Jean, Jennifer Hudson, Journey, The Killers.
Oh, yeah.
Polo G?
Of course.
Paul Simon. Yo, Polo G done came up out here, son.
Wow.
He's on stage with Bruce Springsteen, Carlos Santana, Paul Simon, Patti Smith, Rob Thomas, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yo, that's a crazy sounding lineup.
Yo, and then Polo G. Now, that's on the Great Lawn in Central Park. But now, in Staten Island, when the mayor was on, he announced Ghostface, Raekwon, EPMD in Staten Island. And then when in Queens, what they got, Rosenberg?
Queens, they got George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars.
Oh, my God.
They got Too Short.
What?
Yo-Yo.
Don't play with my Yo-Yo. Don't try
EPMD.
To play me out.
Wow.
EPMD's doing Queens, too?
Ooh, Queens. Mobb Deep.
Mobb Deep. Queens.
Queens. We need some Queens in Queens, you know what I'm saying?
Ishani wants more Queens representation in Queens.
Yeah, where's LL? You said LL is...
LL's on Central
Park. He's there.
Come on,
he's on Central Park. He's supposed to be in Queens.
He's supposed to be in Queens.
He can stop by both. They're different days.
Yo, yeah, LL, pull up in Queens, too, my G.
Pull up in Queens, family. Queens people want to see you.
All right, so then the Bronx.
The Bronx.
Who we got?
Who you got in the Bronx?
I closed it. The Bronx is Slick Rick.
Should be.
KRS-One.
All right.
Whoa. The bridge is over.
Remy Ma.
Oh.
What? BX represents.
I caught that, Cass.
We 3 for 3.
Busy B.
Woo.
4 for 4.
Wow.
Introducing CL Smooth.
Wow.
Okay.
DJ Hollywood. DJ Jazzy Joyce. DJ Kevy Kev.
Wow.
Yo.
Then you got the Fantastic Five, the Furious Five.
Wow.
The legendary inventor of the scratch himself, Grand Wizard Theodore.
Listen, bruh.
BX.
You going to get ready, Shawnee. You could do the Pee Wee Herman with Joski Love.
Okay. I'm with it.
You got the Kid Capri.
Yo, whoever curated the BX show, it's the man.
And then
I think it's your man Ruben Perez did that joint.
Then
Ruben Diaz, excuse me.
Yo, first of all, I doubt that. Second of all, okay. Nice and Smooth gonna get real funky.
Wow.
Nice and Smooth is funky. Pop Master Fable, Soul Sonic Force, T La Rock, all on and the last group, I forgot. Ultra Magnetic MCs.
Wow. So
Wow.
Yo. Crazy.
That's fire. I'm going to the Bronx.
Here we go. As you should.
You know what I'm saying? KRS-One is Slick Rick. And I mean, the rest of them, too.
Shawnee, you want to go?
Oh, because you got to be vaccinated?
You got to be vaccinated.
I'll wait for the recorded.
Damn, I hate when that happens.
Oh, gosh.
I was just going to remind you. I wasn't going to try to play you. I was going to go, you need to be vaccinated.
Oh, man. Guess I'm going to miss this one.
Damn, can't go to something you'd like to go to.
That's Damn, that happens a lot.
Well, yo, it was also announced yesterday. The company that owns Shake Shack, they haven't implemented this at Shake Shacks yet. But the company that owns Shake Shack, their other concerts, all employees and customers have to be vaccinated, and they're considering rolling that out at Shake Shack.
Meaning you can only make a burger or pick up a burger.
That's right.
If you're vaccinated.
That's right.
Hey, listen, man. Bring down the lines at Shake Shack. I'm all for this. Have I ever told you Shake Shack's delicious?
That's a fact.
I've never even been to Shake Shack.
Yeah, me neither.
Never been to Shake Shack?
I don't think so, nah.
Well, hold on, real quick. You won't have a burger.
They got chicken and turkey in it.
They have a chicken sandwich. They do.
Then I could do it.
Would you have a milkshake?
No.
Oh, you know what they have there?
But not really.
You know what they have there that you would like, Ebro?
Huh?
The mushroom.
They have a mushroom burger.
Yeah, the portobello joint.
Fire.
Yo, Ebro, it's fire. Fried portobello, and you take the bite with the cheese inside.
Yeah, what? They have vegan cheese inside.
They're talking that talk.
Shake Shack's different. Good for them.
I didn't know they was talking that talk in there. I'm in there, baby. Yo, speaking of in there, DJ John's in here, and he's got Summer Jam. Oh, man.
It's DJ John.
Call right now.
The DJ John.
Summer Jam tickets.
DJ John.
You could be up all up in the Summer Jam.
DJ John.
Yo, John, what's popping? Why you on the phone, fam? Where you at?
Oh, I'm at the crib. I was doing remote today because I have to do some personal stuff. But
why you sound asleep?
I'm not. I'm awake.
That's just how
no.
It
I
sounds.
Said sound sleep.
Voice. I don't know.
Why you not on your microphone?
Yeah, because the internet went down. I guess there was some rain last night, and then I woke up. I'm like, all right. And my internet provider is not the best.
Got you. No internet.
All right. I can barely understand what you're saying when I'm in the same room as you, so listening to you on the phone is even more difficult. But whatever you just said, Laura, you want to translate?
He basically says, guys, I don't have internet, so I'm on the phone, and he does sound sleepy, but he's here.
Okay, got it. Call right now. John, you want to run down that Summer Jam lineup real quick? Hit him.
Okay. Migos. Meek Mill. A Boogie closing out that show.
Oh,
but listen, it gets better. We added Polo G, Da Baby.
Oh,
right, and Friends. The heavy hitters and Friends present CJ and Alpha and Farruko.
That one rolls off the tongue.
You know what I'm saying? Farruko sounds amazing.
Farruko.
But listen. It gets better. Not only that, we also have the festival stage. Roseburg presents Real Late. DJ Drewski and Friends.
Yo, shout out to Drewski. Just got married on the gram yesterday, or he posted on the gram yesterday.
Yes. What?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
Great talk.
Yeah, he made it official. Wow.
Yo, he made it official. And really official. He was up like in the courthouse.
Yeah.
Hair pulled back in a... What would you call that?
In a powder blue suit?
A powder blue suit with a man bun. And let me tell you something. It was something. It was very much something.
Oh, congrats to them, man.
Yeah, I'm happy for them, man. Shouts to Sky and Drewski.
By the way, it's something very important to acknowledge, DJ John, that you just don't have a regular pair of Summer Jam tickets. You have floor seat.
Floor seat Friday.
What?
Who got on the line?
Seats.
Elise.
Elise, good morning to you.
Oh, my God. John, good morning. Like, I've been trying to get through to you guys for years. Like, I can't even believe this. I'm going to have a heart attack.
No.
Please don't do that. Let's not do that today.
I just want to say, above all, you guys are awesome. Like, amazing. Like, on point. Aww. Like, everything. Like, you guys would really go above and beyond, like, being responsible as even people on the radio. Like, I think you guys are just really awesome.
Well, thank you, Elise.
Amazing.
Listen, we appreciate the love. It's not easy. It's not easy to be different out here and do the right thing. As you see, a lot of people get celebrated for doing the wrong thing.
It's a quick way to get some likes and streams. Listen to Z100 my whole, like, whatever when I was younger. And then when it started coming with the elections, with the first Trump election, whatever, I was just like, I can't listen because they're not even being responsible. They're not even talking what has to be said. They're not even giving it. Like, I'm just like, and with everything, Black Lives Matter, everything, I'm just like, you know what? No, I'm sorry. You have a voice. You have to use it. And then I flipped over to you guys, and I was like, oh, my God, these guys, like, they're doing it. Like, they care. They care. It's not just about the music, although the music is hot.
Listen, man, just give it a ticket. Give it a ticket. You don't have to answer any questions. Give it a goddamn ticket, man. Listen, Elise, hang on, man.
I'm so nervous right now. I don't know what I'm going to answer.
Listen, Elise, you get the tickets, okay, fam? You don't got to do nothing.
That's it?
The ticket's over. The game's over. The game, she wins.
Hey, Florida, you getting
on? Oh, for you on the floor at Summer Jam. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much. Like, you guys are so amazing.
It's gonna be a lot of weed smoke.
Awesome. I
love you
guys.
It's gonna be a lot of weed smoke and a lot of naked chicks, dudes with their shirt off. It's gonna be a good time. Laura, you ever been on the floor down there?
I've seen it.
I mean, they're not naked, but you know, they're not naked, but they naked. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh my God! Have
fun, Elise. Oh my
God!
You guys are awesome. Oh, thank you so much. You guys keep up the good fight. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Elise. Hang on, we need to get some info. We can't put that woman through answering no questions and dealing with DJ John. She's pouring her heart out to us.
She doesn't deserve that.
Hang on, Elise. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Styles, what you got?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, I really appreciated this. Justin Bieber had some beautiful words for Simone Biles. I'll just let you know what he said coming up in the flashing lights report.
Listen, I remember the days when we found out that Bieber had used the N-word. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? He's recovered nicely, that Bieber. You can recover.
Oh, what you mean when you're... When you apologize for being stupid and keep it moving and act like a humble, good person, you can
just move. That's right. When you're humble, play that Kendrick Lamar. Sit down. Be humble.
Yo, facts.
Yo, sending this out to everybody that feels like when they harm somebody, when you make a mistake, and we all do it, this goes to you if you want to just stand your ground.
This is a dedication going out from Ebro in New York to DaBaby wherever you are.
Just be humble, bro.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, y'all, yo, Cash, you think we're getting a Kendrick album? Actually, you know what? Let's go to TDE's own Rosenberg. TDE Berg. We getting a Kendrick this year?
Well, as TDE Berg, let me just say it's hard for me to focus on a prospective Kendrick Lamar album when our very own Isaiah Rashad dropped today.
Oh, that's nice. Right. That's right. That's right.
So, you know, we'll get to that Kendrick Lamar, but if you want to hear a fire album, that Isaiah Rashad is out right now. I was listening to it last week. The House is Burning.
How's that Black and SZA record?
Oh, the score?
What? That's crazy.
Hard. Then there's a J-Rock, Jay Worthy. There's a Lil Uzi Vert tune on there.
Don't bo-bo-bo-bo.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think Kendrick will drop soon, but I'm guessing they're going to give Isaiah at least a month to cook.
Yo, I had a conversation on Apple Music yesterday with our beloved Vince Staples. Who I think everybody on this program loves near and dear. Great guy. He talked about recording multiple songs with Alchemist and that there was going to be a Vince Staples, Earl Sweatshirt, Alchemist collaborative effort that is sitting on Alchemist's hard drives.
That's not, that actually doesn't surprise me at all.
Tell me why.
Well, just they all work together so closely, so it just makes sense that there'd be that music there.
Would that be exciting for the hip-hop community? An Alchemist, Vince Staples,
it would be Earl exciting. Sweatshirt. It would be exciting for the rap connoisseur heads who are checking for stuff like that, who support projects like that, for sure, of which there's a pretty large community.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is moving on my timeline right now of people that are like, yo, Alchemist, what are you doing, fam? Where's this music?
Well, Alchemist at? Dropping today, a project with Boldy James.
Yo, shout to Boldy James, too. Yo, and then also in the sports world, I don't know if you saw this cast one. You as a Laker fan now. There was talk of Westbrook going to the Lakers. Is that a done deal? Let's go to ESPN's own Rosenberg.
Is it?
I thought it was a done deal. Is it not a done deal? On the verge of done? Let's see. No, it's done.
Done.
Lakers agree to Russell Westbrook sending a 3-player package and a pick to the Wizards.
Who did they send?
Kuzma, Harrell, and Caldwell Pope. Plus the number 22 pick last night. All went
so Trez, Wizards. Kuzma, and KCP.
Correct.
For Westbrook. Westbrook back in L.A. Let's see if Westbrook could get a ring. Because, look, I'm one of the people who thought the way Westbrook played and the way it seemed like he didn't it seems like he couldn't make his teams better, that he was never going to get a ring. But let's see if him and LeBron together, they could get something done.
He definitely makes teams better. Does he make them capable
in the playoffs? In the playoffs.
Yeah, can they win a championship?
During the season, phenomenal. It's the playoffs.
Right. He got so close, though.
So it'll be Bron, Westbrook, and AD?
That's what you just said is correct, sir.
Wow.
But once again, where's your bench? You got to have more than that. You got to have a rotation better than
build.
That.
Let's see how they build.
I mean, what you really need more even than a bench is just to be healthy. Let's be real.
That part too.
Doesn't need a special bench. Yeah, you just need role players if you have that many good players. But they got to stay healthy, or it doesn't matter.
Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Justin Bieber came out and showed support for Simone Biles, but he said in a post, "Nobody will ever understand the pressures you face. I know we don't know each other, but I'm so proud of the decision you made to withdraw. It's as simple as, what does it mean to gain the whole world but forfeit your soul? Sometimes our no's are more powerful than our yeses. And when what you normally love starts to steal your soul, it's important we take a step back and evaluate why." Mm. "People thought I was crazy for not finishing the Purpose Tour, but it was the best thing I could have done for my mental health. So I'm very proud of you, Simone Biles."
"And if you like the way you look that much, then maybe you should go and love you."
Right. Shout to Biebs. Go ahead, Biebs. Yo, speaking of Sunisa Lee, who when Simone Biles stepped aside, showed up, won her a gold medal for the United States women's all-around final on day 6 of Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
Let's go.
18 years old from Minneapolis, stepped right in. So already
the first Hmong woman, Hmong person, I think, to win a gold medal.
Right.
So tight.
And Simone steps out and she steps in and now we have a new Olympic hero.
There it goes.
That's tight.
Sunisa.
You know how celebrities are getting their McDonald's celebrity meals?
Sweetie
is next in line. You know how she's always doing her little concoctions?
Yo, Sweetie has the worst eating habits.
But
look, ever.
The Sweetie meal consists of a Big Mac, a 4-piece chicken nuggets, medium fries, a tangy barbecue sauce, and a Sweetie and sour sauce on the side for your dipping pleasures.
Ah, well done.
Wait, hold on.
Sweetie, your hood concoctions, your hood kitchen concoctions have maneuvered you all the way to Mickey D's. Salute to you and see you at Summer Jam. Bring us some of those meals.
Big Mac. You said Big Mac, medium fry. barbecue, sweet
chicken
and sour.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, and a chicken nuggets.
Yes, it's a tangy barbecue sauce and a sweetie and sour sauce.
Well, I'm a huge sweet and sour at McDonald's guy.
Sweetie and sour.
Sweetie and sour now, man. Change it up.
Let me tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be them same green packets that she just calls Sweetie.
Hey, if she get her name on the green packet, though.
That's tight.
Let's see about that. That's a dope meal, though. I respect the meal.
It's your flashing light. Your brother, time is 8:05. High of 81 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Some of y'all being Mickey D's so much already. I don't think you need this meal. But those of y'all that maybe ain't been to Mickey D's in a long time, run and get this Sweetie meal.
Yo, I last week had McDonald's for maybe the first time in a year or two. I had a Happy Meal the other day.
What kind of toy you got?
I got the Space Jam toy.
Ooh.
But you know, my girl was trying to get the Lola. We couldn't come up on the Lola. They had
a Lola back there and under the counter. Why didn't you just ask them for a Lola?
And by the way, they didn't even give us the proper like boxing for it. It came in a generic Happy Meal box. Like, nah, man, give me the NBA Space Jam proper one.
Damn, Mickey D's, why y'all do our brother Rosenberg like that?
And by the way, they forgot my Sweetie and sour sauce.
It ain't out yet. That joint's about to drop. You know what they heard? You know why you didn't get what you needed at McDonald's? They heard you up here last time talking about Taco Bell being your spot. So you're gonna have to pick a side, bro.
Oh, I did. If I'm picking sides, I picked a side. It's Taco Bell.
See? That's why you didn't get what you needed.
Still enjoy Mickey D's. I still enjoy Burger King.
WQHT New York, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Friday vibes. Let's get it.
WQHT HD1 New York.
Let's go, 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 go.
Another shot to win floor seats to Summer Jam 2021.
Coming up next
on Hot 97.
Alright, it's time for the Guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura, at gmail.com. You know how we do. The squad unites to heal, to uplift, to help you in your time of need. Shani Coltrane, burn the sage, and Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises. So we help those in need. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Pete.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail. Dear Almighty Gurus, first a side note. I've been a loyal listener for 5 years. I used to listen to you on the radio every day on my way to work, but now I listen to your podcast every day when it gets released on my phone.
Appreciate you.
And it has brightened some of my darkest days.
Wow, thanks.
Nice.
It's been hard to stay motivated during the last year, and listening to Ebro's rants, Rosenberg's wild remarks and contrary beliefs, Laura's laugh and motherly reason, Sawney's stance on the vaccine.
Sawney.
Sawney?
The Sawney? That sounds like a tribe.
And Cass One's crazy stories have kept me moving. Your podcast has been the laughter that I needed and a great stress reliever. So I say all of that to say, thank you. First and foremost, keep doing what you're doing. The dynamic between all of you is special, and it's been a lot of fun to listen to over the years. Cheers to many more. Now that that's out of the way, my relationship issue.
Shout out to Africa. That's right.
I've been dating this guy for about a month. Yes, I know it hasn't been long, but I have a real issue. He snores.
Oh, man, damn.
My love.
I don't know what to do. Oh, I slept over one night, but had to sleep on the couch in the living room.
Oh, it's that bad, huh?
It was that bad. I told him I didn't know how I ended up there because I didn't have the heart to tell him that his sonorous grumbling and grating noises the night before had kept me up most of the night. It's not cute. Guys, it's the beginning of the relationship. And I want to be intimate with him in all the ways possible. I'm a huge cuddler. I love waking up next to the person that I'm seeing and sharing those innocent, pure, fresh-faced morning moments together. These are the moments that set the tone and foundation of a relationship. But they're all shattered by these crazy guttural animal noises coming from the deep, dark depths of his stomach. Listen, I really like the guy. I've dated around a lot in the past couple of years, and he's been the first guy I've dated in a while that I feel like I can truly connect with. He's a little overweight, and I've been researching online, and that can contribute. What should I do? It's to the point where I don't want to sleep over at his apartment anymore because I know I won't get any sleep. Man. Thanks for the advice. You're loyal. F-O-T-S.
Friend of the show, the Fox. Let's go to our snore department. Laura Styles.
This is very hard for me because I'm still dealing with it.
Yeah?
Yes, this is my current situation. It's tough. I've tried everything. Currently, we're working on... first of all, you do need to speak to him about it.
Right.
Just be honest, you know, so at least he's aware. Because, you know, my man wasn't even aware he was snoring.
Yeah, you see?
He didn't know. Yeah, he was like, what are you talking about? One time I had to record him and be like, this is you. He's like, what the hell is that? I'm like, that's you, you grizzly bear, you know? But, yeah, and the weight thing has something to do with it. I mean, look, I know people who have tried. There's these little sticker things that people put on their nose that kind of like opens up their nostrils a little.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that.
Snore no more.
Yeah, they get a little relief. It just depends on the severity there, because there's some people who straight up have sleep apnea.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and you have to go get that checked out, because when you have sleep apnea, also, he's not really getting that deep sleep. That what's that deep sleep called?
REM.
Yes, the REM sleep that you need. So it might be affecting his health, and maybe he's exhausted, and he doesn't understand why. Well, that's it. So I think that maybe if you guys, you know, but he has to want to get to the bottom of it.
Right.
He has to want to understand that there's an issue and it's affecting both of you guys. And he's going to have to want to see, like, all right, let me give it a shot.
Now, does she hang in there, though, Laura Styles?
I mean, if everything else is great, yeah, hang in there. It's not, you know, it's not that bad. And sometimes, hey, sometimes it's okay to be like, I can't sleep over tonight because I got a long day tomorrow, or I have to be, you know, up early with things to do, or hey, I'm going to end up sleeping on the couch.
Right.
It's the reality, but hey, something you guys can work through together. And maybe he'll be open to like trying to lose a little weight, and maybe that'll help him.
There you go. That. The snore department. Y'all didn't know, man, we had one.
But I'm still, listen, this snore department is a work in progress too. So we'll see, guys.
And that's it.
But you do have to at least tell him and give him the chance to see if he'll work on it with you.
Yeah. To see if he even knows, Pete. Because most of the time they're sleeping, so they don't even know they're snoring like that. Yeah,
but if they've ever dated other people, they usually know.
Right.
I know that if I'm at my heaviest, there's a chance I'm snoring.
Yeah.
And I know if I'm at my drunkest, there's a chance I'm snoring.
That's a fact.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope it's not a deal breaker. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. And if you got a real connection with dude, you know, you might have to take one L out of something. You know what I'm saying?
Shawnee, that's a bad... Let's say he could not fix it, and she's a light sleeper. I know it sounds like one little L.
Then you break it off when everything... And she's been dating for a while.
But Shawnee, it's been a month, okay? She doesn't know that he's the perfect man. What I'm saying is, I don't know. If you're a light sleeper and it's a bad snore, that could be a deal breaker.
Mm.
It definitely, how about this? It definitely removes the sexy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so then for her, she said, I'm a big cuddler, so she wants to cuddle. Mm-hmm. The late night cuddle. If dude is snoring, she don't want to cuddle. She don't even want to be at the house. So it might be a deal breaker because she don't even want to be at the house. So it's really on the dude. It's really on her saying, yo, my man, I really cannot stay over, which is not what I want and takes the sexy away because of your snore. So please, can you deal with your snoring issue so we can get back to the sexy?
I mean, good luck. Just have that conversation with him and communicate and see. It's going to be ultimately, it's up to you to see if you feel like it's worth working on it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I know it's brand new, but definitely communicate and let him know what the issue is. So hopefully you guys can tackle it together. Good luck. So say, Los Gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're going to do weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat,
41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Hey, it's time right now. You know, it's Floor Seat Fridays. We got tickets to Summer Jam, Floor Seat tickets to see A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos, and many more right now. Go to hot97.com. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It's going to be amazing. The hottest concert of the year. So if you guys want to be in the building, you want these floor seats, call a 9 right now. 800-223-9797. These tickets are for you.
Action lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Nas just announced a follow-up to his Grammy Award-winning album, King's Disease. So he's coming back with King's Disease 2, along with the release date Friday, August 6th.
Yeah, Nas.
He wrote, wow. We're back in business.
Yo, Hit-Boy on the production, too.
Tight.
Hit Boy on the production now. That's August 6th. So here's my prediction. Somewhere between that Nas album and August 20th, we're going to get both Kanye and Drake.
And
so Drake. August is going to be litty committee.
What, Kanye and Drake?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I don't know, man. I don't see Kanye just letting this. I don't see Drake waiting the entire summer for Kanye to figure out what he's trying to do. You know how long Drake been trying to put this album out?
It's been like almost a year.
That's what I'm saying. And remember a few weeks ago when we heard rumors of Drake being in Vegas, what was everybody out there for? Some fight or something? It was out there for something.
The McGregor fight.
Right, and everybody was talking about Drake was talking about the album's done. He's just in the mixing process.
That's right.
Remember all of that?
Yeah.
And then now this Kanye rollout thing, this prolonged rollout. Of Kanye being like, yeah, I'm putting the album out. No, I'm staying in the stadium. No, I want to stream in the stadium. No, I want to stream again in the stadium. And then the album, all of that.
It's coming, though. Look, I was on TMZ, and Kanye West is trying to get another listening party for Donda Kraken.
That's what I'm saying.
At the stadium. They're saying they're just trying to figure out how to make it different because, you know, it was such a big deal the first time. They're like, wait, what? You want to do another one?
So, I mean, so we'll listen, see. What? Listen, you want us to listen to the album again? Or are we going to get the album this time?
Fam.
Can we listen to it on our own time? Or do we have to wait on you every time?
And they're trying to lock down August 5th at the stadium for another Donda listening event.
All right, man. All right, bro. Cool story, bro. But back to me and this Drake and Kanye. At some point we'll get to Kanye, but I'm telling y'all, in August we're getting that Drake. That's my guess. That's a based on I'm mixing the album and all this. And I'm told, was it Karen Civil that said it, you know, what was her tweet, Rosenberg, that became a headline?
Oh. Drake and Kanye are friends again.
Yeah. So if that's true, maybe they're like, yo, I'm going to put mine out on this day. You go on this day. Maybe that's happening or maybe it's not. But nonetheless, I think August is going to be a busy month with a new Nas Hit Boy album. Potentially this Kanye. And I'm guessing, my prediction is we get a Drake.
It's coming, for sure.
Yo, and we getting that Silk Sonic before September's up. I know that.
Down.
Silk Sonic.
You know what I mean?
Bruno and Pac.
Wrap this up, Laura.
Yeah, that's your flashing lights report.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
You're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
We're waking up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
fire, fire. Curve. Ghosted, whatever you want to call it, man. They just don't communicate with you anymore, and you thought it was all good. You went on a date. Maybe you were together already. Hot97curved@gmail.com. If it happened to you, we will investigate here at Ebro in the Morning, the beautiful Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Charlie.
We're here.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. I'm doing better than you because you calling a radio station because the girl don't want to talk to you anymore.
Damn, but sad.
Sad state of affairs.
I just want to get some answers, man.
I respect it, bro. We've reached out to Erica. She agreed to come on the program. She will not know that you are on the phone, but when we get her on the phone, you know what? Feel free to jump in whenever you feel compelled because it'll entertain all of us, okay?
Got it.
All right, so Charlie and Erica went out on a date, guys. He took her to a sushi spot in Long Island City. She apparently had never been out to sushi, she told you, but she was into it. And she was confused when you told her what you guys would be eating.
Yeah.
So did she end up eating? Was it fun? Did you guys have a good time?
No, she did. Listen, she said she was open to trying new things, so I figured, all right, I like sushi. Let me bring it to one of my sushi spots. And, you know, we get there. You know, the food was good. She enjoyed it. You know, but at the end of the night, I tried to get a kiss, and, you know, she wasn't really trying to hug me or nothing like that. And, you know, after that, just lost communication.
Did you say something inappropriate?
No. Listen, it was a really good night. We laughed. You know, we joked. You know, I was trying to introduce her to something new. She wanted to try sushi, so I brought her to that spot. And
okay. All right. Let's see what's going on here. Getting Erica on the phone, man.
Hello?
Erica.
Hey.
It's Ebro and Lauren Rosenberg. You're on Curved right now on Hot 97.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, thank you for coming on, first and foremost. We would love to hear from you why you don't want to speak to Charlie anymore. The sushi date seemed amazing.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, sushi was good. I'd never had it before. It was really interesting. The place was nice. I'd be down to do it again. Just now it's Charlie, you know?
So tell us what happened.
So we were at this little sushi bar, and we had to sit really close to each other. All of a sudden, I was like, something smells funny. And I thought it was just the food. And then I realized it was him.
Oh.
Like, he smelled. His body smelled. He had bad breath.
Oh.
And I could barely, like, hug him at the end of the night.
His breath was so bad, it went past the sushi and
it cut through.
It cut through everything, you're saying.
The wasabi wasn't even it. It wasn't helping.
Yeah. It was just foul.
So it's like he had a rotten tooth in his mouth.
I don't know what it was. It
smelled like he'd been snacking on shit.
Oh, my God, Rosenberg.
Yeah, it's like he hadn't f***ing showered in I don't know how long, you know? Like,
now, Charlie,
he walked through New York Street garbage. That's what it's
like. Wait, are you saying he smelled like a mix of BO garbage and bad breath?
And right?
Yeah.
So he smelled like garbage truck juice, is what you're saying.
Ew.
You guys have all smelled the juice.
Yeah.
Yo, shout to the juice, Charlie. Charlie's on the line right now, known as the juice.
Charlie, why do you stink so bad, bro?
Are you f***ing kidding me? Sushi spot. It smells like fish. I don't get it.
No, she's talking about you, Charlie. You.
No, you're missing.
Man, I wasn't talking about the sushi. That was not sushi. That was you.
And she didn't say smelled like fish. She said smelled like and she was talking about you.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Charlie, let's have real talk. You been to the dentist recently?
Listen, my hygiene is good, man.
Well, I mean, that's relative.
Yeah,
it's relative.
Let's talk about the word good.
You didn't answer the question, Ebro's question.
And good is the enemy of great, by the way. Let me remind you of that. So you might want to go with my hygiene. It's great.
So did you go to a dentist recently?
I don't need to go to the dentist.
Okay. Evidence suggests otherwise.
Okay. All right. Need to go
to that answers that question.
Oh, okay. No. All right. There she comes.
You know, it's fixable, man. Maybe your body chemistry doesn't align with the things you're eating.
Yeah, maybe you have to get a stronger deodorant.
Wow.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm not saying this is easy, you know?
But at least you can fix it. Now you know what the problem is.
That's right.
There's no problem.
But why would she lie? Why would this woman lie?
First of all, she's in a sushi place. She's never been there before. It smells like fish, obviously. So
but I've been to many sushi restaurants. It doesn't, like, reek like fish. I mean,
if it does, then that means they're not keeping their fish right, by the way.
Like, but you were not on the date, my man.
But she was. Yo, she
bro,
said you stink.
Don't lash out at me, bro. I'm not the one running around here with, you know, funky two nuts. You know what I'm saying?
Had you, like, you know, someone's groceries before you came on the date?
I'm not funkadelic.
Are you really asking me that, man?
Well, she said your breath smelled like so I want to know if your tongue was in someone's
you be before the date?
That's
stop,
what I'm trying
man.
To find out.
Yo, you wildin'.
Did you have a mouthful of
yo,
before
man.
You got there?
Man, you guys.
Oh, okay. You're lashing out
yo,
now.
Man, don't get down on the funk.
Down on the funk. I live for the funk.
I die for the funk.
Yeah, apparently you die for the funk.
Yo, man, play stank, the funky child.
Stank breath, stank attitude.
The year is 1971!
The funk is on.
No.
Oh, the funk is off.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
On Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!